Okay. So.
She just said she was hungry and she wanted strawberries, so. That's it. We're good.
Okay, so I usually like to kind of, you know, leave people with something to do throughout the week to kind of put this into practical terms. When you notice you're feeling stressed this week, this is a when, not an if. We know you will feel stressed this week.
No, not me.
No. But yeah, when you notice yourself feeling stressed this week, say a short prayer knowing God has the rest. And you don't even have to, like, that, you know, God give you wisdom, you know, whether you want to take a piece from a line from the Serenity Prayer, or even a word, maybe even just Serenity, like, you know,
for the love of God.
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot at work.
God help.
You know what I need.
Yeah, I can't even figure it out.
This is not give me five minutes or 15 minutes to pray. This is a 1 to 3 word, God help.
at any time. Driving, any time you can do a short prayer.
And just, you know, take a few moments to think of a word or, you know, short prayer that you can just be like, when the stress comes, because we know it will, you can just, you know, think that as it happens.
Especially this week.
Especially this week. Like, this is a perfect week.
At the end of the year? What?
So much to do. Okay. And now we're going to end by taking prayer.
Go peace.
Oh. The idea behind doing the speed journey was kind of the opposite of peace. You have a lot to do in a very little time, and if you mess up, it all falls down.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds familiar.
So. What? Okay, yeah. Sometimes, you know, we like peace. But sometimes peace feels very, you know, it's really hard to have peace in a very chaotic, crazy world. Christmas is what? 3-4 days away? Who feels peace right now? Okay.
Does exhaustion count?
No, exhaustion does not.
It depends on the quality of the exhaustion.
Okay. So Kelly, tell us your piece.
I'm here with my oldest and best friend, and this afternoon I'm going to see some more friends, and I'm very excited to give them little prezzies. And I had a quiet morning. I got to spend time with my family yesterday,
okay.
And I just feel like that is what the season is all about. I didn't stress myself out trying to decorate, I feel happy.
Okay.
And good.
Very cool. Jennifer, you mind if I call on you?
No.
Yeah, tap.
I guess, I don't know, I just felt peaceful.
Okay, cool!
I feel real comfortable in every presence here, and and what's not done is not done, I'm good with what it is.
Okay, does anybody in the not peaceful category want to chime in? I can chime in!
Traveling with 4 kids!
3 kids.
Yeah, so, this weekend, on Friday, I started off with a bang going to Sarah's parents' Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Today,
subdued because they're all morning people and we had to meet in the evening.
But still, there's definitely a little bit of it's a week and a half before Christmas, and Christmas is now. And,
that did kind of happen.
Yeah, this afternoon, I have my family's Christmas party, and family from out of town, which is amazing, and yesterday I had to wrap presents and prepare sermons, so, you know, just little things like that. Anybody else from the,
this week I was supposed to get ready for our trip. Spencer works because he makes me and I stay home with the kids.
Yeah.
But Monday was a snow day. which is great. It's lots of fun, but it's one less day in the week that I have. And on top of that, because everything's salted, there's grit throughout the entire house.
Oh.
And so I have
they
to clean the house, but it's harder because
right.
of the grit.
Right.
And the kids. And then we're getting over a cold and
yep.
just everything. And then I have to wrap the presents because we're leaving on Christmas Eve so we can be home for Christmas.
Right.
So I have like a list of things to do plus Christmas shopping. And so
yeah.
it was very chaotic and I didn't really do anything this week except get ready and take care of the kids and...
Yeah.
And Gideon.
Except you kept four people from not dying. So.
Yes. Yes. And I got ready for Christmas when we got back, as well as made breakfast that's in his freezer so I can just take it out and pop it in.
Lot to do. Okay. Spencer, you want to comment? Or?
Yeah, you're stressful shopping for people you haven't seen in like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
you deal with all that stuff and then
yeah.
go into your local Walmart and be like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's a local Walmart.
Walmart.
And then trying to figure out.
And then
everything.
Make sure all three kids
and then
are
driving
happy in the car.
All the way there. And then realizing you're not, 25 anymore and can't sleep, go drive a
yeah.
fire.
Right.
And
yeah.
And then
yeah.
she has to
and
drive.
He gets stressed out when I drive, and I get stressed out when I drive. So,
oh,
yeah.
Right. And then
I don't
get stressed out when anybody drives.
Anyway.
Okay. Anybody online want to talk about either stress or lack or peace
or
lack of peace?
Thereof.
Well, that's
what was that?
Kelly.
I said
me. I don't know. With my stepmom being in the hospital, I don't feel like I've gotten anything done.
Yeah.
I can't get done for at all. Like, I still have things I have to wrap. But I have to, go and help out my dad in Frederick, and I'm going to work from home in Frederick. And it's like, I still haven't gotten all my friends yet.
Yeah!
I'm over. Crap!
Yeah. So while we're talking about peace, let's first just acknowledge that a lot of us,
mm-hmm.
not all, but many of us, have a lot going on, and peace feels kind of far away.
Oh, and I accidentally knocked over the Christmas tree while I was fixing the nativity under it.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Nothing broke.
Is that why our tree is configured like that now? Because we had some... Oh, no, we got a new stand.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. Okay, just need to move on, because we do have a time restraint.
Sorry.
But, so, this might feel... just in case... Personal lives are just fucking crazy enough. The world outside of our individual dramas and lives can feel a little bit crazy too. And this one definitely sticks out. From least to greatest, all are greeted for dream, prophets and priests alike, all prophets to see. They dress the wounds of my people, so it's not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. So just that, especially that, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Like, it's fine, everything's fine! And... Yeah, honestly, a lot of things are not fine. And we're just going to acknowledge that. So, talked about all the things that aren't peace, the things that push against peace. What is peace? Kelly?
Okay, so I talked with Katie about this a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
because I do feel like there's a lot in the world that's awful.
Yeah.
But also, there's a, I forget what the verse is, but it's something along the lines of, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that's what I feel like, even though
yeah.
a lot of stuff sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it is in God's hands.
Yeah.
And I only have to worry about my little part of making the people that I see every day's lives a little brighter. And sending prayers to those who are further away. And God's got the rest.
Yeah, very, very much so. Hmm. Okay, so we got the summary of the lesson today. Any other definite... Yeah, Jennifer?
Well, it's not so much, maybe not necessarily peace, but it goes with what Kelly is saying, and that gives you peace,
mm-hmm.
is that when Katie and I were going to pick up the cat from the shelter,
yeah.
You just want them all. You want to take all the dogs, all the cats, you want to get them all
uh-huh.
home, you don't
yeah.
want them in a cage. And it was just, but the girl said, well, you're taking one.
Yeah.
Woman, I should say. You're taking one, and that makes a difference. And I think
yeah.
that's a lot what Jesus is saying.
Yeah.
One-on-one. We have to, we reach out to one person, and you do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to it's going to grow from there.
Right, right.
And that is enough. It
yeah.
is enough to grow.
Yeah, and we have to acknowledge that we...
are finite.
We are finite. We cannot do it all. There's everything we want to do, and then there's our limits. And even then, there's like, you know, we get thrown by the wrench or the turf ball, like the snow day or getting sick or anything else. Like, there are so many things that are uncontrollable and unpredictable. So when we talk about peace, we are talking about more than the absence of chaos. We are talking about peace in the middle of a storm. Also, to kind of go back to Jeremiah a little bit, there's also this, you know, when we talk about world peace, or world, you know, like there is a level of peace coming from justice. Like, it's not just a, you know, and again, that's a little bit bigger than what we can necessarily do our, you know, we can only do our own part, but, yeah.
When you went back, the word stuck out to
see.
And that takes all, that robs peace. If you're deceitful, you always have to remember what your lie is. And if people are deceiving you, you know, you can't trust people.
Yeah.
And that's a big, I didn't catch that the first time through, but I think deceit is probably the biggest culprit of unpeaceful, I guess.
It's definitely it is a major factor in Canada, yeah. Okay. How do we find peace? Kelly gave a really good answer. So we're going to jump into scripture with the Matthew 25, Matthew chapter 6, 25 through, I think, 32, which is on your paper. And Kelly, would you mind starting, and then we'll just kind of go down the line.
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
Becky, would you mind reading that few verses to 30?
Okay, sure. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
Okay. Anna, will you close us out?
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Okay, so now we're going to take just a couple of minutes to, if you don't have notes, down some notes. If you're online, the verse is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. And just take some time to highlight things that, or highlight or underlined things that jump out to you. What jumps out at people? What is the scripture telling us? Kelly? Yeah, Kelly Curry?
I was like, okay, so I didn't get to go through all of it yet, but I don't know. Are you not much more valuable than they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of takes it. That's all like, okay. Thank you for telling me I'm worth it, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Vlad?
Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are things that are just beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Tracy, or anyone online? Anything jump out at you? Okay. Anybody here or anyone? Kelly Curry again?
Is life not more than?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, yeah, all that stuff you're worrying about, life is more than that.
Yeah, it's some priority, like, not prioritizing, but realigning our priorities.
Verse 33.
Yeah.
But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all these things will be given to you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. What does that mean? Or what does that mean to you?
You know, that's why I highlighted it, because it took me a lot of time.
Yeah.
So a lot of people thought, like, I guess, getting under God's good graces, you receive the things that fill your heart. But honestly, at the end of the day, after a lot of years, I feel like once you come to God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become selfless. So at the end of the day, you really start wanting what you want and really want what God wants.
Mm.
So for me, this verse, at first it was confusing, but after all this, it just tells me, like, once you accept God and once you accept the ways, I guess, just you become different. You become more peaceful, more forgiving. You understand more. And basically, that's ultimately what you end up wanting. And then what you really wanted, the earthly things kind of just disappears.
Okay, yeah, so it's both a perspective shift and, like, because I think it's within the context of the, you know, I got you. I got, you know, don't worry about clothes, don't worry about what you're going to eat.
Because, like, if you really read, it's but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
Yes.
Right? And all these things will be given to you as well. Like,
yeah.
So you will receive, basically, his wants as well and his desires, which is peace, love, prosperity.
Yes.
So that's basically what is asking, what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
mm-hmm.
times, or sometimes people be like, oh, and ask, and the thing will be given to you, or whatever you pray for will be given to you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, those prayers become different because you actually start to see life for life and just, you start praying for more peace, for more forgiveness for people, for family, instead of your wants. Obviously, we are going through personal stuff. Everything can always be better, but the fact that we're alive and we're able, we have able bodies.
Yeah.
We can do more than others at the moment, and I think that's more of a blessing, all of the blessing in itself. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Just,
this isn't
just,
like a prosperity type thing of, oh, just believe and it'll come to you. This is about trust.
Yeah.
And God's going to take care of you, and you can focus on God and doing what God wants, whether that's, you know, helping, you know, the people next to you, praying for people you know are hurting.
Forgiveness for yourself, to your personal
problems. Yeah, absolutely.
Your family, friends, that long, just anything in life. Just, it really does, that one really just speaks to me, and I had to learn for a long time what it really meant, to me, at least, my personal opinion. Someone may see this differently. You
know? No, thank you. Thank you, Glad. Jennifer?
And that takes a long time. you seek first his kingdom, and you think, okay, I
perhaps
got this.
Even a lifetime.
Yeah, no,
uh-huh.
Exactly. When you start really trying to seek the kingdom, it is.
It's hard.
And it's more involved. It is.
There's
always something else that I think he shares.
Yeah.
But I think, and to me, it goes when the grass in the field that he created for us, right? It's here today, and tomorrow it's thrown in the fire. That's how short our life is. You know, and not that he's, I'm not saying he's throwing us into the fire, but what I'm saying is that it's like, he does all this. He created the, you know, all of this, and it could, and like that, he can take it.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am. Everything became more clear to me when I had my kids.
Yes.
That
is beautiful, but that's true.
It really is. I never thought I could love anything more than myself.
Yeah.
I really learned how to be selfless because there's times where I'm suffering, and you know me, Luke, but all I can think about it is if they ate.
Yeah.
Are they warm? Are they okay? How was school?
Yeah.
Are they safe? Are the teachers teaching them well? Or are they having fun in gym class? Are they being bullied? Do they have friends? These are things that run through my mind, and my own personal problems just dissipate. It just disappears. So it's like, that's really what, for me at least, that's why it kind of resonated with me, and it took me a while to realize it, but my kids really set everything in stone, and I feel like he looks at us like that. That's why every time we pray, for me, prayer is like a phone call. I feel amazing when my kids call me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, how you doing? How's your day?
Absolutely.
My day was good. I got text messages that I saved. Hey, Dad, just want to say love you. Just checking in. School was great. I'm
yeah.
home thinking of you.
Oh.
Or those little TikTok memes that
yeah.
my dad is
sometimes
great.
Love his memes. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
I was
like, so I feel like every time we pray, it's like a phone call or a text message to God. Like, hey, thank you.
Cool. Okay, so I thought I saw Kelly Tapada and then Kelly Curry, and then we'll kind of move on. But yeah.
One of the prayers of my heart is always consider the lilies, because they don't work, but
yep.
they are more beautiful than anything made by human hands.
Mm-hmm.
So just stop, slow down.
Yep.
God's saying, I've got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Kelly Curry?
I don't know. I feel like this world is always trying to tell us to be independent.
Yeah.
And, like, lean on our own resources and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I'm a recovering control freak instead of, like, a control freak. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And obviously,
you're
aware, right?
Yeah, I'm aware. First step of recovery is independent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, you know, you can't control everything. We can't control the war in Gaza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't control what's happening in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
We can't control that there's people out here that don't have homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to control that.
Yeah.
We should want to, you know, pray for people. But, like, literally
yeah.
God's got not just my back or your back. He's got, like, everybody's back.
Mm-hmm.
At the
yeah.
end of the day, you know, he says tomorrow will take care of itself. Like, they don't have no mind about anyone else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, just talk.
And I think, like, when we're praying, it's kind of that teaching, you know, kind of what I was talking about. Like, it is putting ourselves in alignment with God.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, not only just accepting God's blessing in our lives, but also accepting God's blessing and help. Or taking care, trusting God to take care of
yeah.
what we can't.
Yeah, and that
yeah.
that is like peace
yeah.
for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of what I got, and I think everybody pretty much hit all these, but, you know, don't worry. God knows your needs. Really important. God cares about you. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and God will take care of you. So, how is this related to Christmas? I'm just going to skip into this one. Jesus was born into this fallen world. Like, let's just start there. Like, you know, why are we talking about all this? Because, you know, when we talk about Christmas, you know, we talk Emmanuel, God with us. God isn't distant. God knows our mess. And in the time and place where Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, it was an occupied territory. You had conflicting leaders, you know, like, you look at the way Jesus berated even, like, his, you know, the own Jewish religious leaders,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, there was abuse being heaped on them by the Roman occupation. There's abuse being heaped on them by Pharisees and people, you know, insisting they give or they do or just more and more and more and no relief. I didn't include the scripture here, but, you know, one of my favorite verses is when Jesus says, come to me for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, but, yeah, so just kind of looking into the chaos that Jesus was born into. And this was, you know, even before, you know, Jesus was born, you know, Jennifer, would you mind reading this?
Yes. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
And then, Michael, would you mind reading?
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins.
So yeah, even like Jesus, you know, Jesus being born caused a little bit of a dysfunction. Yeah, like, you know, Joseph was about to divorce Mary because of the pregnancy. Like, you know, even ignore all that occupation political stuff, just the nuclear family of you know, Mary and Joseph kind of got disrupted and kind of had some chaos in it just with Jesus being conceived and born. And the message is, you know, do not worry, do not be afraid to take Mary as your home, and this is from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the trouble we get is, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, sometimes, you know, the blessings of the Holy Spirit and God, you know, can feel a little bit like chaos, you know, children being a prime example, but, like this example, but,
chaos incarnate.
Yeah. But, yeah, so just, you know, when we talk about, you know, peace in the chaos, God was here, in the mess, in the chaos, and, you know, he brought peace, but he is not a distant God. He came with us, to be with us, and has experienced it for himself. So how? We kind of talked about it a little bit, but, you know, when we talk about what practically, you know, it's all great to be like, don't worry! But also, we don't want to be delusional and be like, no, it's not happening, I'm fine. How do we stay peace? Acknowledge the fire where there's fire, acknowledge the problems where there's problems, but also maintain peace, or at least find peace. And Kelly kind of already answered this, so, you know. But, again, look to scripture again. And, Sarah, would you mind reading this one?
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and it really comes down to that trust. You know, it's not about what's on the outside. It's the trusting in God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, that's a lot easier said than done, let's just be honest. Like, that's not just say, oh yeah, just trust. I mean, that's basically just as useful as saying, don't worry. But, so, many people are probably familiar with this one. Yeah, the Serenity Prayer, which I did some research on. There's a little bit of discrepancy on, like, who should attribute to it. Basically, this is the part that everybody knows. There's an additional part that may or may not have been written by this guy, but I'm like, okay, this is the one we know is written by this guy. There's some continued parts that may or may not be. We're going to look at the whole prayer. I got the front part, the first part, the one that everybody knows on your paper. And honestly, like, this is kind of just really good, just kind of a, I don't know, I want to almost call it like a meditation. Like, it's a prayer, it's a meditation just of how to, you know, how do we find peace? And Vlad, would you mind reading this one?
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
And then Kelly, would you mind reading this next one?
Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it.
And then Becky is going to be up on the screen.
Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever.
Okay, I'm going to jump back to the beginning of that. Anna, would you mind reading just the top part again?
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. Cool. Thoughts, comments, difficulties, and... yeah, Jennifer?
The wisdom to know the difference. That's a big one for me.
Yes.
Yeah. The wisdom to know the difference is in surrender. You know, because... Yeah,
because sometimes we feel like, well, I could change, you know, it might throw me into debt, but I could help a little bit, right? You know, like, there's a, you know, but, yeah, knowing the difference between things that you can change, and I think it's also important the courage to change the things I can. Like, it's not saying that, oh, everything's fine. There is a acknowledging that I do have the power, I do have, you know, I am an agent of my own thing, but also I'm working with God, knowing what I can do, what I can't do, and telling.
Yeah, and what you just said were, so like, okay, so I'm a strong believer in that we can't just, that one, like, story or parable, whatever it is, where the guy just sits on the roof while it's flooding and chaos is happening and like three things come and he's supposed to move. Well, I did have you multiple times, but you need to have action yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And learning how to have the wisdom to know the difference or when to stop and just let God do his thing is really like hard.
And it's definitely like it's just like, you know, we run into like Benjamin Franklinism of like, you know, God helps those who help themselves. But that's not in the Bible. That you, like, it's a weird thing of like, we need faith, we need that, but we also need to we need to be accountable to ourselves.
Like, even the small things that happen in our lives, like, I feel like it's still okay. Like, man, God, I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed. Can you help me not be so overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I can do all these things, but I just need you to give me some peace right now.
And also, like, I definitely fall into the rut or problem of time optimism of like, oh yeah, I can totally do that. I cannot actually do that.
Yeah.
And then I volunteer or I forget even saying to anyone else but myself. And I'm like, I'm going to do this, and this tomorrow. And then I just can't. And there is a benefit to just acknowledging, okay, there are things I cannot do.
I can if I don't sleep.
Yes, but that's...
And then you die.
Yeah, but then you're cutting
into
your heart. It's a little bit of that, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, like, there
for
you.
I literally said that to my dad. I was like, Dad, Mommy Willie's in the hospital right now. We can't have both of you in the hospital. You have to take your medicine.
Yeah.
Then what are we going to do? Take care of yourself before you take care of others.
You know, sometimes, you know, just God, give me wisdom. Just give me wisdom.
Because if you give me strength, I'm going to need it. Fail money.
There's that, too. And then this is another, like, I'm not going to focus too much on this, but just going to read over this one. Just doing one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. For just moment by moment, day by day, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. And that's a hard one. Like, that is a...
This feels more Buddhist than it does Christian.
I don't agree with it.
Well, there is a level of, like, you know, must die to yourself to... You know,
I think this without the first part would be very Buddhist. Mm-hmm. But you said at the beginning to ask for courage to change the things that you had. So it's not a full accept, just roll with it, at whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. And again, this is not Bible. This is more meditation, more, you know, somebody else's prayer type
thing.
I mean,
at the end of the day, we can all agree that God uses everything for his good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of
translate it.
Yeah.
We go through trials and tribulations all the time.
Right.
God can use these things for his good.
Yeah. Yes. It's not saying that, you know,
I agree.
Didn't capitalize the H,
it's for our good and his glory. Okay. I didn't know all that.
That's fine.
I like being educated.
Yeah.
No, it's just like there can be the bad connotation of for his good means he's doing it. It's going to make him happy. Not doesn't matter about you guys.
That
sounds
our
like a
good,
God.
Our good in his glory.
I don't believe in a malicious God.
No.
Our good in his glory. Okay. Noted.
And then
it's a hard one to believe sometimes, but it is.
And yeah, I like this part, taking a heed in the simple world as it is, not as I would have it. So just acknowledging that there is chaos, there is problems, and that God walked through it too. In the flesh, Jesus walked through it, had many hardships. Obviously, there's the cross, but there's also just, you know, the day-to-day walking and living, you know, and then trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will. And this is more just kind of a faith trust type thing. And that I also really like the may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever. Again, that kind of keeping things in perspective of like, yeah. Again, this, you know, this is a prayer, a meditation, not really Bible, but it, there is some definitely inspired by it.
Well, sometimes hardships are self-inflicted, too.
Oh, absolutely!
I think that's why, you know.
Well, not all, but yeah, like, I mean, there is. But there also can be lessons learned by, you know,
I did
this to myself. I dug this hole, and I'm covered in dirt. I can't get out. God help me, and, you know, at the same time, in that, God lifting us out, and that can be a lesson. There can be a blessing through that experience. Even though it was an awful experience, we did it to ourselves.
Yeah.
God can use that to bring us closer to him.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Final thoughts, final takeaways that people might have or from.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have.
That background kind of looks like my brain right now.
Oh, yeah.
Colorful and lots of movement.
Yeah. And here's a summary I came up with, and this is kind of on your sheet. Peace is more than the absence of chaos. God is fully aware of our mess in so many ways. And there is peace when we accept our limits and then God has the rest. You literally stole this from me, Kelly.
I'm sorry. Great minds.
Yeah.
The same source book.
Yeah! True! But yeah. Peace is more than the absence of chaos. God is fully aware of our mess. And there's peace when we accept the limits and know they
okay.
Okay,
thank you.
You kind of made it a palm there.
Accidentally.
But yeah, that's kind of cool.
Okay.